Life is like a big puzzle with lots of different experiences, problems, and successes. Sometimes we struggle to understand our lives and look for advice on how to handle the ups and downs. In the philosophy called Stoicism, one person who stands out is Marcus Aurelius. He was not just a Roman emperor, but also a thinker. His personal writings, known as Meditations, give us really smart ideas on how to deal with life's challenges in a strong, wise, and graceful way. In this video, we delve into the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, how to face the reality of life. Number 1. Understand and be okay with where you are right now. Life, at times, can be unforgiving. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to begin our journey to resilience by accepting our current circumstances. In the tapestry of life, acceptance becomes the first thread. It's about acknowledging the present, regardless of its shades. This is not a passive surrender, but an active acknowledgement that provides a foundation for growth. Aurelius believed that acknowledging where we are right now is the first step towards transformation. Whether the situation is one of joy or sorrow, accepting it creates a platform for progress. In this acceptance, there is power, the power to discern what can be changed and what cannot. It's the realization that while we may not have control over external events, we do have control over our response. To truly be okay with where you are, cultivate a mindset of gratitude. Find solace in the small joys and acknowledge the lessons that challenges bring. By embracing the present moment, you set the stage for a resilient journey. Life can sometimes feel like a big puzzle, and Marcus Aurelius suggests that the first piece to put in place is accepting where you are. It's like saying, "Okay, this is where I am in my life right now, and that's okay." It's not about giving up or not trying to make things better, but it's about recognizing the starting point. Think of it as planting a seed. You look at the soil, understand its quality, and then decide what kind of plant can grow there. Similarly, understanding where you are in life is like preparing the soil for your personal growth. Aurelius believed that accepting your current situation is like having a map for a journey. If you deny where you are, it's like trying to navigate without looking at the map. It might be tough, and you might get lost. Acceptance is not about being passive. It's about being smart. It's about knowing what you can change and what you can't. You can't change the weather, but you can decide whether to bring an umbrella. Similarly, you might not control every aspect of your life, but accepting it gives you the power to decide how you react and what steps you take. Being okay with where you are right now is a bit like being friends with yourself. Imagine you have a friend who's going through a tough time. You wouldn't say, "Just get over it." Instead, you'd listen, understand, and offer support. Do the same for yourself. Be your own friend, especially when life gets challenging. This concept of acceptance is like saying, "I acknowledge where I stand, and from here, I'll figure out how to move forward." It's the first step in the journey of 1,000 miles, and Marcus Aurelius encourages us to take it with a heart full of understanding and self-compassion. So, embrace where you are, for it's the starting point of your remarkable journey. Number 2. Figure out how you played a role in making things the way they are. Self-awareness is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius prompts us to turn our gaze inward and examine our role in shaping our reality. While external factors undoubtedly influence our lives, Aurelius believed that our reactions and decisions play a crucial role in determining our circumstances. This introspection involves a candid examination of our choices, actions, and attitudes. It's a journey into the recesses of our consciousness to identify patterns that contribute to our current situation. This is not about self-blame but self-awareness, an acknowledgement that we are active participants in the unfolding of our lives. By understanding our role, we gain the power to make intentional choices. If certain decisions led to undesirable outcomes, we can learn and pivot. This level of self-awareness becomes a compass, guiding us toward actions that align with our values and aspirations. Life is a bit like a story, and Marcus Aurelius suggests that you're not just the main character, you're also the author. This means taking a good look at how you've been writing your story so far. It's not about blaming yourself or feeling guilty. It's about understanding your role in the tale. Imagine you're baking a cake. If it turns out a bit off, you don't just blame the oven. You think about the ingredients, the recipe, and the way you mixed them. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, look at your life as a cake. If it's not how you want it to be, think about the ingredients and recipe you used. Aurelius believed that understanding your role is like having a superpower. It's not about changing the past, but learning from it. If you made mistakes, it's like realizing you added too much salt to the cake. Next time, you know to use less. Think of it as being the captain of your ship. You're not in control of the storms, but you decide how to navigate through them. Understanding your role is like checking the map and saying, okay, I went off course here. Now, how can I adjust my sails to get back on track? It's not always easy to see our own part in things. It's like trying to see your own face without a mirror. But Aurelius says it's worth the effort. You might discover patterns or habits that have been steering your ship in a direction you didn't want to go. So, take a moment to reflect. Think about the choices you've made, the actions you've taken, and the attitudes you've held. Understanding your role is not about blame. It's about empowerment. It's about realizing that, just like an author with a pen, you have the power to shape the next chapters of your life story. Number 3. Imagine how you want your life to be. The power of imagination is a force that can shape destinies. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to envision the life we desire, irrespective of our current circumstances. Imagination is not a flight of fancy, but a potent tool for transformation. It serves as a blueprint, guiding our actions and decisions towards the realization of our aspirations. Aurelius believed that by visualizing the life we want, we set in motion a series of mental and emotional processes that align our thoughts and actions with our goals. This imaginative exercise is not divorced from reality. Instead, it is a proactive engagement with the possibilities that lie ahead. Life is like a canvas waiting for your brush strokes, and Marcus Aurelius encourages you to be the artist of your own masterpiece. This means taking a moment to imagine the kind of painting you want your life to be. It's not about escaping reality. It's about creating a vision that guides your actions. Imagine you're planning a road trip. Before you start driving, you decide on the destination. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, before you navigate through life, decide where you want to go. This imaginative process is like having a roadmap for your journey. Aurelius believed that imagination is like a guiding star. It doesn't mean everything will be perfect, but it provides direction. If you don't have a destination in mind, it's like setting sail without knowing where you're headed. Think of it as designing your dream house. You don't just randomly put bricks together, you have a blueprint. Similarly, imagining how you want your life to be is like creating a mental blueprint. It helps you make decisions that align with your vision. Imagination is not just for kids, it's a tool for adults too. It's like having a flashlight in a dark tunnel. Life can get tough, but your imagination is a beacon that says, keep going, there's light ahead. Number 4. Pay attention to the present moment. Amidst the cacophony of past regrets and future anxieties, the present moment often gets overshadowed. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of being present, fully engaged in the here and now. The present moment, according to Aurelius, is the only space where we can exercise agency and make a difference. Mindfulness, a concept deeply embedded in Stoic philosophy, involves paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. It's a practice that cultivates a heightened awareness of the present moment. By embracing mindfulness, we break free from the shackles of the past and the uncertainties of the future. Aurelius believed that the present moment is a canvas upon which we paint our actions and decisions. By being fully present, we enhance our ability to respond thoughtfully to life's challenges. This doesn't imply a detachment from the past or a disregard for the future, but a conscious choice to anchor ourselves in the richness of the present. Life is like a movie, and each moment is a scene unfolding before you. Marcus Aurelius suggests that instead of getting lost in the plot twists or worrying about the ending, focus on the current scene. It's about paying attention to the present moment, the frame that captures your here and now. Imagine you're watching a sunset. If you're too busy thinking about tomorrow or regretting yesterday, you might miss the beauty of the colors right in front of you. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, life is happening now. Pay attention to it. Aurelius believed that the present moment is like a gift. It's the only time you have control over. If you're constantly worrying about the past or future, it's like unwrapping a gift, but never enjoying what's inside. Think of it as driving a car. You can't control the traffic, but you can decide when to change lanes. Similarly, paying attention to the present moment is like being in the driver's seat of your life. It's about making intentional choices in the midst of life's traffic. Aurelius recognized that the present moment is not always easy to embrace. It's like trying to catch a butterfly. If you chase it too much, it slips away. But paying attention is not about grabbing the butterfly. It's about appreciating its beauty as it flutters by. Life unfolds one frame at a time, and by paying attention, you don't just watch, you actively participate in the movie of your life. Number 5. Be thankful for the good things in your life. Gratitude is a balm for the soul, and Marcus Aurelius recognized its transformative power. In the midst of life's struggles, it's easy to overlook the blessings that surround us. Aurelius encourages us to cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, acknowledging the positive elements in our lives. Practicing gratitude is not merely a ritual but a mindset shift. It involves consciously directing our attention towards the aspects of life that bring joy, fulfillment, and meaning. In doing so, we recalibrate our perspective, fostering a sense of abundance amidst life's challenges. Aurelius believed that gratitude is a source of strength during adversity. By acknowledging the good things, no matter how small, we fortify our resilience. Gratitude serves as a counterbalance to the weight of difficulties, reminding us that, even in the face of challenges, there is much to be thankful for. Life is like a garden, and Marcus Aurelius encourages you to notice and appreciate the flowers amidst the weeds. It's about being thankful for the good things, big or small, that exist in your life. Gratitude is not just a polite gesture. It's a powerful tool for cultivating joy and resilience. Think of it as having a bowl of your favorite ice cream. If you focus only on the fact that it's not a larger serving, you might miss the deliciousness in each spoonful. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, don't let the challenges overshadow the joys. Be thankful for what you have. Aurelius believed that gratitude is like watering your mental garden. If you only focus on the weeds, your flowers might wither. But by acknowledging and appreciating the good things, you nurture a sense of abundance. Think of it as having a friend who always lifts your spirits. You wouldn't forget to thank them, right? Similarly, being thankful for the good things in your life is like expressing gratitude to a supportive friend. It strengthens your connection with the positive aspects of your existence. Aurelius knew that life is not always a bed of roses. It's like a mix of sunshine and rain. But even in the rain, there's the potential for growth. Being thankful is not denying the challenges. It's about acknowledging that, despite the storms, there are patches of blue sky. So, take a moment to think about the good things in your life. It could be the warmth of sunlight, the laughter of a friend, or the comfort of a cozy blanket. Being thankful is not just a ritual. It's a mindset that transforms how you perceive and experience life. In the vast landscape of your journey, let gratitude be the compass that directs your attention to the beauty that blooms in every corner. Number 6. Question and change negative thoughts. The mind is a powerful force, capable of shaping our reality. Marcus Aurelius recognized the impact of our thoughts on our emotions and actions. Negative thoughts, according to Aurelius, are not mere fleeting notions but potent influencers that can shape the course of our lives. The Stoic practice of self-examination involves questioning the validity of negative thoughts. Are they rooted in reality, or are they distorted perceptions? By scrutinizing our thoughts, we gain the ability to challenge and reframe them. This is not a denial of difficulties, but a conscious choice to view them through a lens of resilience. Aurelius believed in the power of cognitive reframing, the intentional act of changing the way we perceive and interpret events. This is not a form of self-deception, but a strategic maneuver to extract lessons and growth from challenges. By transforming negative thoughts, we dismantle their power to dictate our emotional landscape. Life is like a story you tell yourself, and Marcus Aurelius suggests editing out the negative chapters. It's about questioning the thoughts that bring you down and rewriting them with a more positive ink. Changing negative thoughts is not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about reshaping your narrative to empower rather than dishearten. Think of it like being a detective. If you discover a clue that leads to a dead end, you wouldn't keep following that path, right? Similarly, Aurelius is saying, if your thoughts are leading you to a dead end, question them and choose a different path. Aurelius believed that our thoughts are like the architects of our emotions. If you build with negativity, the emotional structure might be shaky. But by questioning and changing negative thoughts, you're like an architect reinforcing the foundation for a more resilient structure. Imagine your mind is a garden, and negative thoughts are like weeds trying to take over. You wouldn't just let the weeds grow, you'd pull them out. Similarly, Aurelius encourages pulling out negative thoughts to make space for positive ones. Changing negative thoughts is not about pretending challenges don't exist. It's more like looking at a storm and saying, yes, it's stormy, but I can choose to focus on the rainbows that follow. It's about recognizing that you hold the pen to your story, and you have the power to shift the narrative. So when a negative thought creeps in, question it. Is it based on facts, or is it a distortion? If it's a distortion, rewrite it. It's not about denying reality. It's about choosing a perspective that fuels your resilience. Your thoughts are like the script of your life. Make sure it's a story that empowers and uplifts. Number 7. Focus on the things you can change. Life unfolds on a canvas where some strokes are within our control, while others are not. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from the essence of Stoicism, urges us to focus our energy on the elements within our sphere of influence. This principle, known as the dichotomy of control, forms the bedrock of Stoic resilience. Identifying what we can and cannot control is a profound exercise in discernment. Aurelius believed that by channeling our efforts towards the aspects we can influence, we liberate ourselves from the futility of grappling with the uncontrollable. This does not imply passivity, but a strategic allocation of our resources, time, energy, and attention. Aurelius' teachings invite us to embrace a proactive stance. Instead of being overwhelmed by the vastness of external circumstances, we become architects of our destiny by focusing on the actionable. This intentional direction of effort empowers us to navigate challenges with a sense of agency. Life is like a game where you have some control over the pieces, and Marcus Aurelius suggests putting your energy into moving the pieces you can influence. It's about understanding that not everything is within your control, but there are things you can change. Focusing on what you can change is like playing the game strategically. Think of it as managing a budget. You can't control the economy, but you can control your spending. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, instead of stressing about things beyond your control, focus on where you can make a difference. Aurelius believed that focusing on what you can change is like being a skilled archer. You aim for the targets you can hit, not those miles away. It's about being realistic and channeling your efforts where they can make a meaningful impact. Imagine you're driving a car. You can't control the weather, but you can decide whether to turn left or right. Similarly, life has unpredictable elements, but focusing on the things you can change is like holding the steering wheel of your destiny. Aurelius recognized that it's easy to get overwhelmed by the vastness of life's challenges. It's like standing in front of a mountain and wondering how to move it. But he advises breaking it down into manageable steps. Focus on one step at a time, and soon you'll find yourself climbing the mountain. So, take a moment to identify what you can change. It could be your attitude, your habits, or the way you approach challenges. Focusing on what you can change is not about ignoring the rest. It's about wisely allocating your energy. Light's chessboard has many pieces, but by concentrating on your moves, you play the game with purpose and resilience. Number 8. Choose what you want in the future for yourself. Life is a journey guided by aspirations. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to be intentional architects of our future. This involves a conscious decision to shape our destiny in alignment with our values and goals. While external forces exert their influence, the power of choice remains an indomitable force. Aurelius believed in the significance of intentional living. What do you want for yourself in the future? What values will guide your decisions? By answering these questions, you set a trajectory that transcends the ephemeral nature of circumstances. Your choices become the building blocks of a future crafted with purpose. This intentional choosing is not immune to challenges, but it provides a compass that steers us through the storms of life. It requires a commitment to self-discovery, understanding our values, and aligning our actions with our aspirations. By actively choosing our path, we become co-authors of our destiny. Life is like a menu, and Marcus Aurelius suggests picking the dishes that align with your tastes. It's about making intentional choices for your future. Choosing what you want is not about predicting every detail, but it's like deciding the flavor you want in the overall recipe of your life. Think of it like planning a vacation. You might not know every pit stop, but you decide on the general destination. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, choose the direction you want your life to go, even if the details are not crystal clear. Aurelius believed that choosing what you want is like setting sail. You might not control the wind, but you decide where to point the ship. It's about having a vision for your future, even if it's a bit hazy. Imagine you're in a car, and there are multiple routes to your destination. Choosing what you want is like deciding the path that excites you the most. It's about taking the wheel and steering towards a future that resonates with your aspirations. Aurelius recognized that life is full of unknowns. It's like walking through a fog. You can't see everything ahead. But by choosing what you want, you're like a navigator using a compass to guide your journey. So, take a moment to think about your aspirations. What kind of life do you want to live? Choosing what you want is not about setting rigid plans. It's about setting a direction. Life's journey is an adventure, and by choosing your path, you embark on a quest filled with purpose and the excitement of discovering what lies beyond the horizon. Number 9. Make a step-by-step plan to get to your goal. Aspirations without a roadmap often remain elusive dreams. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of practical planning to bridge the gap between vision and reality. While the journey may be daunting, breaking it down into manageable steps transforms the abstract into the achievable. Aurelius believed in the power of deliberate, incremental progress. Rather than being overwhelmed by the magnitude of a goal, focus on the next actionable step. This step-by-step approach not only makes the journey less intimidating, but also instills a sense of accomplishment with each milestone reached. Crafting a plan involves a realistic assessment of resources, timelines, and potential obstacles. It's a dynamic process that adapts to the evolving nature of life. Aurelius, drawing from the Stoic philosophy, viewed challenges not as roadblocks but as opportunities for growth. A well-thought-out plan becomes a compass, guiding us through the labyrinth of life towards our desired destination. Life is like a puzzle, and Marcus Aurelius suggests creating a map to navigate through its twists and turns. It's about making a step-by-step plan to reach the destination you've chosen. Planning is not about having everything figured out. It's like plotting your course with a series of achievable steps. Think of it as building a house. You don't construct the entire building in one go. You start with the foundation, then the walls, and so on. Similarly, Aurelius is saying, break down your goals into manageable steps. It's like constructing your life piece by piece. Aurelius believed that making a step-by-step plan is like being an architect. You sketch the blueprint of your dreams, and then focus on each detail. It's about turning your vision into a series of actionable tasks. Imagine you're embarking on a road trip. You might have the destination in mind, but you plan the route, considering stops, fuel, and rest breaks. Similarly, Making a step-by-step plan is like creating a roadmap for your journey through life. Aurelius recognized that goals can seem overwhelming. It's like staring at a mountain and wondering how to climb it. But he advises breaking it down into smaller hills. Each step becomes a victory, bringing you closer to the mountaintop. So, take a moment to outline your plan. What are the small steps that lead to your big goal? Making a step-by-step plan is not about removing spontaneity from life. It's about giving yourself a clear path to follow. Life's journey is an adventure, and by planning your steps, you're like an explorer equipped with a compass, ready to face challenges and savor the victories along the way. Marcus Aurelius stands as a luminary, casting light on the path to resilience and wisdom. Through his teachings, we learn not only to face the reality of life, but to navigate it with grace and purpose. The journey outlined, from acceptance and self-awareness to intentional living and practical planning, forms a comprehensive guide for those seeking to embrace the fullness of their existence. As we internalize these lessons, let us remember that the journey is not a linear trajectory, but a dynamic dance with the ebb and flow of life. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. May these teachings serve as a compass, guiding us towards a life imbued with resilience, wisdom, and fulfillment.